Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time for our corporate farmer program. And with us on the KGLO live line, it's Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer. Hey, Chad.
Tim, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm up and at him all day, and I know we were just visiting off air. It's been it was a busy night last night for lots of people in the area. Just getting out to games and doing sports things with high school events going on again, and it added a different pace to the week, didn't it?
How exciting is that? You know, I mean, we've all been looking for something to maybe look forward to a little bit, and for those of us that have kids or grandkids that participate in athletics, man, I mean, it was a nice break, I'm not going to lie about that, but also, you know, getting that lawn chair out again and spending some time at the old ballpark, especially as beautiful as it was last night, was definitely something that was enjoyable. And I guess no rest for the wicked here. We get to get right back at it again for most of us again tonight, right?
Oh, that's so true. Well, and with this being such a shortened season, I heard somebody at the ballpark last night say, hey, listen, I've got work to do out on the farm. They got to give us at least a couple of nights off so we don't
right.
have to be at a ballpark every night.
Well, that's what the radio's for, right? So they can catch the action on the radio while they're in the tractor. So if they're out there side dressing or something this afternoon, find KGLO, and I'm sure one of the stations is going to have maybe a game or two on, right?
Yeah, tonight we've got, as a matter of fact, this being Tuesday, we'll have Newman Catholic Baseball with Al Burnett tonight, and Clear Lake and Mason City High tonight. In softball over on KRIB, so we got a couple of games to follow.
A couple of games, and makes the time go faster when you're out there by yourself, right?
It's fun. It's fun, yeah. You know, and boy, the weather, you touched on it. It I don't think it could be any better, but I also heard that same group of guys last night talking about a little moisture would be okay.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it crazy how we go from having too much moisture to being dry in just a matter of a week's time, but when you get those high temperatures like we've kind of had and are looking towards here for at least a day or two, you know, it dries things out pretty quickly, and those crops, they need some water just like the rest of us. So, I think that it would definitely be nice. I can even tell in my lawn that it's starting to kind of dry out a little bit, so it's begging for some rain as well.
Yeah, that later in the week we'll bring in some showers and thunder showers and take care of that kind of stuff. But, yeah, the wind has helped keep things pretty dry, too,
yeah.
I think.
Well, it's been windy. I know we tried to do some camping over the weekend, and, you know, it's nice, keeps the bugs off of you, and, you know, keeps it from getting too hot. But also, like you said, blowing as hard as it is, it can dry things out in a hurry.
I thought I saw the campground open at Corporate Farmer Office.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's good to get away from the office a little bit. It's been a busy one and continues to be a busy one, you know, as we move closer now to the July 15th deadline for taxes. You can tell a lot of those people that were putting it off, you know, until after they got some field work done and things, you know, now I've decided that might as well get things wrapped up and deal with some of the paperwork. So, you know, as they continue to look at some of the financial incentives and things like that that are out there, needing to get some, you know, forms and documents and numbers so that they can complete that kind of thing. So, and I would say another transition that we've definitely seen is that, as you can tell, that the IRS is kind of back in business again. You know, they had obviously done some furloughing there like many of the other businesses, and so kind of went quiet or dead for a while. And now with some correspondence and things like that, I don't know, for for a lot of the clients, it's a shocker because it's some of the things are dated back in April that are coming out, and they're like, how am I supposed to respond to this? Says that the deadline was April 28th, and now all of a sudden it's almost going on 2 months later. But, those are the things that happen when you have a shutdown like what we experienced. And obviously there's some additional time to deal with some of those things. But, a little bit of a shocker when you open it up and see some of the dates and that you're past the deadline already.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, as you bring that back up, these dates have been juggled and changed and moved, and that does add a little different twist for you guys and for them.
Yeah, it does, and I think it creates some additional headaches when it comes to, some of these that were generated maybe back before rules changed, and any time that you throw, a computer system for a loop like has been the case here is, you get some errors, right? And so, people kind of call in a panic, like, they're saying I owe a penalty for this because it was late, or, why all of a sudden do I owe this penalty? I've never seen this before. And it's like, yeah, I think they kind of had their wires crossed a little bit, and this is something we're just going to have to work through. I mean, it's understandable that it's not going to work perfectly as they try and crank things back up, and a lot of it's computer generated. So, until a few people complain or point out the error, it isn't going to be corrected. But, nobody likes to get that, envelope in the mail that says Internal Revenue Service on it. I think, I did something wrong or they're coming to get me. But like I said, more often than not, it seems like it's something that's been done in error. It's something that can be easily corrected. So calm them down a little bit. Tell them you'll take care of it. And just got to be patient and wait. I mean, I'm sure on their end they've got a mountain of paperwork to get through now that they're starting to get back into the offices and deal with some of these things. So got to be patient, even though that's not always the easiest thing to do, right?
Yeah, I think you're probably right there, too. And I think you're right, too, when you see that envelope come. I would guess that probably a few people swallow hard.
Yeah, and maybe even don't even want to open it until they get to the office. I've had that happen before. I'm like, man, you didn't even read this thing yet. And I was too afraid to open it. I didn't know what could be in there. It's like, well, it might have been a check. It's just been so many of those things. Still continue to deal with questions when it comes to some of the stimulus money, people that are filing now and how that might affect their stimulus payment. Still some talk about possibly a second wave or continued support, obviously, of the businesses that are affected and continue to deal with the after effects of the shutdown and stuff. And so, I've never felt like I've worn quite as many hats as I've had to this year and stay up to date on so many different programs and the paperwork, like I said, just seems overwhelming. And I know for our clients, sometimes they feel like that's all they get done. But that's why we're here, to help them with those types of things. And, even for the most part, just educate them on some of the things that they don't deal with on a daily basis. I know even just this morning, just kind of explaining through some 1031 opportunities with a client that, was looking at buying a piece of property and, was thinking they might sell off a smaller 80 to purchase, 160 acres. And, remind me, Chad, how does this work? What do I need to do? Talking through the timelines of 90 days to finding or naming your replacement property and 180 days to close on those things and, use of an intermediary and all those things that might sound crazy to the people that are out there listening. But, those things that you've got to go through those proper steps in order to make it legal and to avoid, the the tax and defer the gains is, you know, some of the things that you just don't deal with very often. And so those are the things that, you know, we try and be available so that we can help walk them through that and make sure that they get all their ducks in a row before, you know, closing on something or signing, you know, some papers that maybe don't align to what they're trying to accomplish.
I think flexibility is the one thing that you touched on a little bit, but I think with this whole COVID-19, I was just reading an article the other day about it from a business standpoint, and certainly agriculture is a business and farming is a business.
Mm-hmm.
There will be these different waves of change that are going to happen, not just for the next month or two, but for a little while down the line.
Yeah, I think what I've realized more than anything is it sped up the change, right? I mean, change is going to happen. That's just inevitable. We've all kind of moved more online and done more business maybe over the phone, maybe even from a further distance than what we've been used to. But, you know, that kind of shutdown period kind of forced that to happen a lot quicker. And what it did is, you know, benefited those companies that were ready for that change. And so, you know, they've kind of maybe thrived through the situation. And, you know, the others that weren't ready for the change or have been fighting it probably struggled through there. And so it just created a bigger gap. And so we're going to see the fact that this is just going to speed up the inevitable. I mean, we all talk about bigger, you know, not necessarily being better, you know, but what we've seen is that if you aren't going to get bigger, you aren't going to be able to deal with some of these things that are happening around you. And so, like I said, it change isn't always an improvement, but you got to be ready to adapt. And I think for us, fortunately, the way that our model works and things is it's been something that's worked very well through this time, and I think our clients have adjusted. I mean, even to this point, you know, obviously we like to get out and see them and things as much as we can, but I think everybody's a little cautious, right? And so, you know, I get my clients that I'm, you know, typically going to see here in June, and many of them already contacted me saying, hey, Chad, I don't know what your plans are, if you're still thinking about coming out, but I've got my kind of paperwork ready and stuff. I'd like to just kind of chat with you about it, and that way, you know, if it isn't going to work out or, you know, you're not planning on being here, we can still do the same thing. And so people have already started to adjust to the new, you know, situation that we've got going on. And so that's refreshing, and it's also, you know, just part of the evolution of, like you said, businesses and farming in general.
Yeah. Well, there's an understanding, like you say, everybody kind of, they understand that your day's different than it was, and, mm-hmm. and their own day's different. And so you just have to, you know, take a big deep breath sometimes and say, all right, this isn't the same. It's a different world now.
It is, but like you said, being out at the ball game and stuff and seeing the crowds and stuff, I mean, people appreciate it so much more. I mean, they appreciate being able to see one another, even if it's from a little bit of a distance away, and, you know, they get together in the crowd and everybody's kind of yelling each other's names. Hey, you know, what have you been up to? How's things going? We just want that interaction and need that socialization. And so I think that's the big thing that everybody's craving at this point is just getting back to a little bit of a more normal situation.
Yeah, I think for me, what, 6 games in 3 days? I think I'm back. I'm back in the swing.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like, you know, my daughter here, I had a friend asking about her throwing, you know, she ready to throw that many games in a row, you know, she hasn't played much in a while and things, but for the rest of us, I think I'm more concerned about myself than I am her. She's young, right? She
yeah.
can do it, but for me, trying to get back into the swing of things and trying to manage mowing the lawn and doing all of the chores and things around the house beyond just getting to ball games, I'm the one that's probably, I know last night, 10 o'clock, I was ready to hit the hay and call it a night and slept pretty well. So, again, more worried probably about me than I am her about dealing with all those games and stuff again.
Yeah, you gotta, there's an adjustment getting ready to sit in a lawn chair that much.
I guess I should have been preparing myself, maybe just sitting in it every night so that I'd be able to handle that pressure.
That's the deal right there. Yeah. Chad, it's good. Like I said last week, too, it's kind of good. We're, you know, starting to hear more people laugh and smile and get back a little bit closer to normal in a lot of ways, too, and as we charge forward.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely enjoying it. I mean, it's easy to get kind of down and caught up in the daily grind. But, you know, now that we've all kind of dealt with this, I think we've all kind of accepted the fact that maybe life wasn't quite as bad the way we were doing things before this virus. And so, you know, just gives you a new appreciation and kind of a fresh start on things. And like I said, getting out to the ballpark or getting out to see some of the farmers again, you know, just enjoy that interaction, hearing how people are doing and seeing their faces and, you know, getting caught back up on their lives and everything has just been, you know, very refreshing for sure.
And it is. And people just want to, yeah, they care about each other and make sure how you do hear an awful lot. How you feeling, how you doing, everybody safe at your place and that kind of stuff. You know, it's good interaction.
It is, you know, going forward, we're still going to have to figure some of these things out. I know in our school board meetings and stuff like that, looking at fall and what that might look like and how we're going to deal with maybe a second wave and everything and having two kids that'll be ready for college again come August, you know. We got to be prepared, right? And that's what we've always talked about, putting that game plan in place, being prepared for, you know, what might come your way and then being ready to adjust, you know, to different curveballs that get thrown at you. And that's business, that's farming, that's whatever, you know. And so I think that's probably another reality that we've got out of this whole thing is just, you know, being prepared for the unknown and dealing with it and being able to shift gears when you need to.
Hey, farmers, if you're out there shifting gears right now, let me point you toward Corporate Farmers. Chad, how do they get in touch with you at Corporate Farmer?
Yeah, just give us a call, 800-472-6931, or check us out on Facebook or online at corporatefarmer.com.
Terrific. Chad, good to talk to you this week.
You too, Tim.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Chad Hansen with us at Corporate Farmer. Great to have him on board this week with this week's program on AM 1300 KGLO.